Honey, I'm home. I have always wanted to say that, but dear, where are you? I am going to assume that the mumbling noises are you. Let's see. Keep going, keep going. Let's see, you're not in the bedroom. Let's see, next we're going to go to the. Oh. Well, I did say I would reward you for creativity, but I think you've taken the Christmas spirit to an entirely, entirely new level. But I must say, you have wonderful ribbon placement. I love how it just goes across your chest, then goes down. Almost like you made a little harness, but completely out of ribbon. And somehow, I don't think I've ever seen wrapping paper used so effectively. And yes, I even love the little bow that you put on top. Well, I definitely must say that I am impressed. Now, does that mean that I get to open my present? Well, it doesn't really matter what you think. It's more about what I want and what I think. But I thought I would at least let you mumble and grumble your opinion since you managed to. I'm not even sure what you stuffed in your mouth, but I'm very okay with this. And now, why don't we just. I almost don't want to take off the ribbon. Yeah, let's leave it for right now. A deal is a deal, and you have been such a wonderfully good boy. Now, what should I do to you first? Oh, that's right. I see you have a little bit of extra ribbon around here. I am just going to tie just a little bit right under the head of your cuff. Think of it as an impromptu cock ring. And I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. You are mine, and you have wrapped yourself up like a wonderful little present to me. And you do not get to come until I say you can. Now, is that clear? Good. Now, just lay back and let me do my work. I love how your body just shivers and raises with each little kiss that I plant down your skin. I can even feel your heart racing. How warm your body is under mine already. And we're just getting started. Be good. I know you've been edging for me all day, but you'll get to come at some point. Maybe. If I'm feeling generous. Now. I think I have tormented you enough for now. Why don't I go ahead and slide this down all the way to the base? So that I can taste you. I want to see just how badly you've wanted my touch, wanted me to grant you release. And then just maybe I will. Then you are already dripping everywhere. You do not. And you tell me if you're getting close. Already. What did I say? Keep it up and I'll just have to pin you down myself. Stop. I didn't say that you could touch me, not did I. Oh, tsk, tsk, tsk. What am I going to do with you? I swear. I think I have just the idea. I don't care if you're close. You'd better not come. Oh, but you love how I tease and torment you. That ass of yours deserves a few spankings. Plus, it gives me an excuse just to touch it and do terrible things to it. Now, come here. I said, come here. Good. Now. One. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, I need to do that one over again. Eight, nine, ten. Ooh, that was a good one. Just love how you whimper and shake for me. Of course, I'm gonna sneak another one, and it's what I do. It's why you love having me as your mistress now, isn't it? Now, here comes the fun part. I think we're gonna change things up a little bit. Since I know how much you love to just sit between my legs and lap up every last drop, I want you to come here and eat me out, all while I tell you how to touch yourself. Now, how does that sound? I was hoping you'd say that. Now, let me go ahead and take these out of your mouth. You would pick one of my favorite pairs of underwear now, wouldn't you? Now. You always were far too skilled with that mouth. whether you're talking or actually putting it to good use. Now, wrap your hand around the base. Get a nice, tight grip on it. And slowly stroke yourself. Moving your hand all the way up. Letting it run right along that ridge on the underside of your cock. And then really let your fingers tease and dry across the top. Just like that. Up and down. Up and down. A little faster, dear. Use all of that wetness to really get yourself nice and slick. Just like that. Faster now. I want you to get a nice hard edge in. You'll get to come eventually, I promise you. Now stop asking and do as you're told. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, you're getting close to the edging already. Oh, that's it. Ride that edge for me. Don't you dare come. Oh, goodness you. Oh, you thought that I would. Oh, is that what my good boy wants? His mistress to throw him down onto the floor and ride his dirty, naughty cock until he comes everywhere. Well, it is a tempting idea. Dinner first. And then. I will have my dessert. Now, why don't you go ahead and make your way into the kitchen? I won't be too far behind you. And we can probably have some fun with that whipped cream in the fridge. Oh, you're such a wonderful good boy. And yes, Merry Christmas, my dear.